This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Voting is underway for assembly elections in Delhi for all 70 seats amid tight security. Till 3 p.m., over 46.55% voter turnout was recorded. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray. The polling for the 70-member assembly elections began at 7 a.m. today, which will continue till 6 p.m. The highest poll percentage was recorded in North East Delhi district with nearly 53%, followed by Shahadra with over 49%. Over 46% of voter turnout registered in North Delhi and near 47% in Northwest. South Delhi district recorded 44.89%, Southeast 43.91%, Southwest 48.32%, and West Delhi recorded 44.06% of voter turnout. The Central Delhi district registered 43.45% and 47.09% of voting in East Delhi, whereas the New Delhi district recorded the lowest voter percentage with 43.1%. We now go over to our correspondent Suparna Saikia, who is in Delhi, Kent. Suparna, can you share the latest updates with our listeners?
Yes, Shagun. I'm standing outside PM Shri Kendriya Vidyalaya in Delhi, Kent Assembly constituency, which has recorded 45.9% voter turnout till 3 p.m. Brisk polling can be seen with the weather also being sunny and breezy today. From Aam Aadmi Party, Virendra Singh Kadian is fighting from this constituency, whereas BJP has fielded Bhuvan Tawar. And Pradeep Kumar Upamanyu is the Congress candidate from this seat. In the last election, Shagun, Aam Aadmi Party's Virendra Singh Kadian had won by a margin of over 11,500 votes. Delhi Kent is a significant constituency in the capital, and it forms part of the New Delhi parliamentary seat. The Delhi Kent Assembly constituency is the third smallest in the capital, and it encompasses schools, hospitals, air bases, the armies, Delhi area headquarters, the Directorate General of Defense Estates, and the Controller General of Defense Accounts. Back to you, Shagun.
Thank you, Suparna, for the update. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met UN General Assembly President Philemon Young in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed various issues on the UN agenda, including the need for reformed multilateralism. He said they also exchanged views on regional, global and developmental issues. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav met OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi guides them to democratize technology, and Mr. Altman appreciated Prime Minister's vision. The minister said he had a super cool discussion with the OpenAI CEO on strategy of creating the entire AI stack, GPUs, model and apps. The OpenAI CEO said he was willing to collaborate with India on all three. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today took a holy dip at Triveni Sangam during the Mahakumbh currently underway in Prayagraj. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the snan at the Sangam is a moment of divine connection. He said, like the crores of others who have taken part in it, he was also filled with the spirit of devotion. Mr. Modi hoped that Ma Ganga will bless countrymen with peace, wisdom, good health and harmony. Our correspondent reports Prime Minister Modi took a boat ride with Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath to reach Triveni Sangam. He then performed aarti and puja at the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order withdrawing the U.S. from the United Nations Human Rights Council, prohibiting any future funding for the UN agency for Palestinian refugees. President Trump has also directed the U.S. to review its participation in the UN's Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, the body that uses culture and history as a bridge-building mechanism between nations. The executive order said that the U.S. founded the UN after World War II to prevent future global conflicts and promote international peace and security. However, it said that some of the UN's agencies and bodies have drifted from this mission and instead act contrary to the interests of the United Nations. In the Rosario Challenger tennis, star Indian player Sumit Nagul will face Bolivia's Hugo Delian in the pre-quarterfinals of men's singles in Argentina tonight. In cricket, the Ranji Trophy quarter-final between defending champions Mumbai and Haryana has been moved to Lahli to Kolkata. The match will be now played at Eden Gardens from February 8 to 12. And that is the end of this news bulletin.